The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Appreciating life, not a gift from Hashem. Shalom, Baruch Hashem. We're talking about the last days. Appreciating the biggest gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, the gift of life, and therefore watching over it, having mazal zel, not endangering ourselves. So first of all, I want to share Kula Toiva Baruch Hashem that our daughter Elisheva last night gave birth to a baby girl. Baruch Hashem, everybody's healthy. There's mamish. Tremendous chesed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She first felt that she had to give birth in the evening, and just a very short time later, she gave birth. Now, I was thinking to myself, it should be a siman tov for all of the Klal Yisrael, the galus, leaving galus is considered like chazar, like a girl, like a birth. Now there's something called Chevelei Mashiach, birth pangs of Mashiach. And they have Chevelei Leida, birth pangs of giving birth. And maybe when Mitzvah to Hashem should be a sin, that just like this birth went so smoothly without the birth pangs, she's very soon to go to the Geula without those birth pangs. So that's my Rav has a beautiful idea, that the idea of Chevelei Mashiach is just like a birth. Why is it painful to give birth? Because the body is in a certain state which is not ready to give birth. The body has to go through a physical change in order for the body to open up to facilitate the birth. And those changes are painful. So the pain comes from changing, transforming the person, the mother, from a state of pregnancy to a state of giving birth, which is, like I'm saying, it's a change of nature. The same thing with the geula. There's a pre-geula, and the geula state, and there's a post-geula state. And the idea behind it is, and the Golda state is a state of confusion, the state that many people have the priorities wrong. They just value the Gashmi as the physical part of this world. We don't appreciate enough all the chasadim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us every day of our life. And mainly they don't use the
Kol HaLashon
life properly. When Mashiach is going to come, so then we're going to go into a state of the world that it will be clear to everybody that Ruchni is life, and that's what everything is all about. And all these little things that disturbed us and got us out of focus are going to be trivial and have no value. The idea of Chevelei Mashiach is Hashem also is transforming the world, humanity, from the pre-Mashiach state to the post-Mashiach state. And he does that by these kabbalim, Chevelei, these first pangs. All these things, the world gets shaken up. And suddenly, time and again, we have new things that are happening in the world. You know, our present state in the world. That's what it's all about. To wake us up. This world is not the tachlis. Tachlis is tivus elikim, getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and doing mitzvahs, emulating Hashem's great ways. And when we get that message, then the Mashiach comes. So Baruch Hashem, I think we all must tzaddik over this last year, already a year since we've been in this stage of the, what do they call them, the high pressure contractions, or whatever they call it. Yeah. And I think we all have grown tremendously from it. And we should hope that with this and Mishra Zem, we're many steps closer, and we won't even need it to have painful Chevelei Mashiach. Because like we're saying, the pain is only necessary if the change is needed. If we make the change beforehand, we on our own volition, Shokodesh Bohu, that we are with him and we appreciate everything he gives to us, and we want to be found his ways, and with the mech with what we have, then we're ready in the post Chevli Mashiach state, and we don't need the Chevli Mashiach. So we don't have the mech to have a smooth and easy birth into the, like I was saying, post Mashiach state. It's already Erev, it's not Erev, but it's the Yom Kippur Kotzen time already, before Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan is the Chodesh of Geula. To be able to take these preparations in the right fashion and not need any tzar or yitzur. And like I said, appreciate all the chassad that Kodesh Prof is giving us, because we have so much to be thankful. The fear that everybody had a year ago, not knowing if we'll be around this year, and Baruch Hashem, we went through the year and we were able to do many good things. To rejoice together the simcha of the Gula and the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael and the Erev Yomeinu. Kodesh Tov to everybody. To the Seder.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.